April 27th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "These days mankind needs to be reconciled with the truth." The truth being his own mortality and his dependency on my divine provision. The soul who does not depart from these truths is at peace and does not try to amass a fortune to be used up in his lifetime. He works towards his eternal goal, which is awaiting him in heaven. All the prayers and sacrifices a soul offers on earth carries with it eternal value, a prize that awaits him in heaven. When he reaches heaven, it will be like opening a treasure chest of precious treasures. Your prayers arrive in heaven ahead of you and rest as jewels at the feet of the Holy Mother. Your trust in my provision is a jewel that is yours on earth. Do not allow Satan to discourage you in any prayer effort or in trust in my provision. He is jealous of your prayers and your trust. A note is given to read Psalm 4, 2 through 3. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.